Welcome to the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com, where each week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, an assassination or a serial killer in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 34, The Assassination of Benazir Bhutto. The assassination of Benazir Bhutto on the 27th of December 2007 marked a tragic turning point in Pakistan's history. As the first woman to lead a Muslim-majority country, Bhutto had been a symbol of hope, modernization, and democratic progress. Her return to politics after years in exile was met with both celebration and resistance, and her death plunged Pakistan into political turmoil. The circumstances surrounding her assassination remain clouded in controversy, with questions about who was responsible and whether her death could have been prevented still lingering. Benazir Bhutto was born on the 21st of June 1953 into a politically powerful family. Her father, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, was Pakistan's prime minister and a charismatic leader who founded the Pakistan People's Party, PPP. Benazir was educated at Harvard University and later at the University of Oxford, where she became the first Asian woman to head the Oxford Union. Her education and upbringing shaped her into a formidable politician, and she was widely regarded as an articulate and determined leader. Her political career began in earnest after the execution of her father in 1979, following a military coup led by General Zia-ul-Haq. She inherited her father's political mantle and became the leader of the PPP, vowing to restore democracy in Pakistan. After years of house arrest and exile, she returned in 1986 to a hero's welcome, and in 1988 she made history by becoming Pakistan's prime minister, the first woman to hold such a position in the Muslim world. However, her tenure was plagued by political opposition, allegations of corruption, and struggles with Pakistan's powerful military. She was dismissed from office in 1990, but returned to power in 1993. Her second term also ended in controversy, and by 1999, facing legal battles and political persecution, she went into self-imposed exile. During her years abroad, Pakistan saw the rise of extremism and increasing military control over political affairs. In 2007, under pressure from the international community, Pakistan's military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, allowed Bhutto to return and contest elections. She saw herself as the leader who could restore democracy, challenge military dominance, and counter the growing threat of Islamist extremism. However, her return was fraught with danger. Islamist militants viewed her as a threat, and she had already survived an assassination attempt on the 18th of October 2007, when a bomb attack on her motorcade killed over 130 people. Despite the threats against her life, Bhutto remained defiant. She campaigned vigorously, drawing large crowds and delivering speeches that resonated with the people's desire for change. On the 27th of December 2007, she attended a rally in Rawalpindi, addressing thousands of supporters. As she left the venue in her bulletproof vehicle, she stood up through the sunroof to wave at the cheering crowd. At that moment, an attacker fired gunshots at her before detonating an explosive device. Bhutto was fatally wounded, and the explosion killed at least 20 others. She was rushed to the hospital, but succumbed to her injuries. News of her assassination spread rapidly, triggering widespread protests, violence, and chaos across Pakistan. Cities burned as angry supporters clashed with security forces, blaming the government for failing to protect her. The country descended into mourning, and questions arose about who was responsible for her death. The government, led by Musharraf, quickly pointed fingers at the Pakistani Taliban, led by Baitullah Mesud. Mesud was accused of orchestrating the attack, and the government claimed to have intercepted messages in which he allegedly congratulated his men for carrying out the assassination. However, many were sceptical of the official explanation. Bhutto herself had previously spoken about threats to her life and had accused elements within Pakistan's intelligence agencies of conspiring against her. She had written a letter to Musharraf before her death, stating that if anything happened to her, figures within the government should be held responsible. This led to widespread suspicions that she had been silenced to prevent her from challenging military rule. The circumstances surrounding her death were further complicated by the government's handling of the aftermath. The crime scene was quickly hosed down, washing away crucial forensic evidence. Conflicting reports emerged about how she had died, with initial statements suggesting that she had succumbed to a head injury caused by hitting the sunroof of her vehicle, rather than gunshots or shrapnel. This only deepened suspicions of a cover-up, with many believing that the true masterminds behind her assassination were being protected. An investigation by Scotland Yard in 2008 supported the government's claim that she had died due to a head injury caused by the bomb blast, rather than bullets. However, a later UN report in 2010 criticised the Pakistani authorities for failing to protect Bhutto and properly investigate her death. The report suggested that elements within the military and intelligence agencies had failed to provide adequate security and had obstructed efforts to uncover the truth. Her assassination had profound consequences for Pakistan. The elections scheduled for January 2008 were postponed due to the instability that followed. The PPP, riding on a wave of sympathy, won the elections, and Bhutto's widower Asif Ali Zardari became president. However, her death left a void in Pakistan's political landscape that has never truly been filled. She was a leader who, despite her flaws and controversies, symbolised democratic aspirations and modernisation in a country struggling with authoritarianism and extremism. Over a decade later, the mystery surrounding her assassination persists. Baitullah Mehsud, the man accused of masterminding the attack, was killed in a US drone strike in 2009, and many of his associates have also perished. While some believe the Taliban was indeed responsible, others argue that the real culprits were powerful figures within Pakistan's military and intelligence establishment, who saw Bhutto as a threat to their influence. Benazir Bhutto's legacy endures as that of a trailblazing leader who sought to modernize Pakistan and promote democracy, despite the overwhelming challenges she faced. Her assassination was not just the loss of a political figure, but the silencing of a voice that represented hope for many Pakistanis. The unanswered questions surrounding her death serve as a reminder of the complex and often dangerous intersection of politics, power, and extremism in Pakistan. Her life and tragic death continue to inspire debates about the future of democracy in the country. Whether she would have succeeded in her mission to bring about meaningful change remains an open question. However, what is clear is that her assassination was not just an attack on an individual, but on the ideals she stood for. Even in death, Benazir Bhutto remains one of the most influential and remembered figures in Pakistan's political history. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.